Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 5 in 5, the Chelsea transfer show that gives you the 5 biggest stories in 5 minutes so you don't have to go anywhere else for your transfer news on your commute home. And we're going to dive straight into it. But before we do, please do make sure you give the Chelsea Echo a 5-star review if you're new around here. And if you're enjoying the content, it's even more reason to give you a 5-star review, because we're giving you a 5-star review because you're amazing for coming, but also give us one as well. But we're going to get straight into the news. And first off, Manchester City apparently could act on their long-standing interest in Chelsea left-back Ben Chilwell. This is after Enzo Maresca's comments that he made in pre-season, where he stated he doesn't feel that Ben Chilwell is someone who fits the Chelsea system. Now, obviously, Manchester City have liked Ben Chilwell for a very long time, and left-back has been a massive problem area for them for a successive period, because they don't actually have an out-and-out left-back. But Ben Chilwell, I think it's fair to say, when he is fit, is one of the best in the world in that position. Now, Chelsea would be willing to do business, but it would have to be for a minimum of £40 million. So we'll keep you up to date with that news as it does come in. Moving swiftly on now, according to Fabrizio Romano, he took to X to talk about the João Felix situation with Chelsea. Now, he has already agreed to rejoin Chelsea and negotiations are ongoing. Conor Gallagher is coming back to London as we speak. He will be training with the under-21s until this situation is resolved, because as it stands right now, he will not be joining Atletico Madrid despite having all the pictures taken and training with their first team. It is unclear how this is going to develop, and it's unclear how much Atletico want for João Felix, but there is a cost in the region believed to be around £51 million. However, to add a bit more fuel to the situation, João Felix is a priority target for Aston Villa. Unai Emery has already directly spoken with the Portuguese international, who's hoping that he does come to Villa Park, and he's really hoping that the move to Chelsea does not materialise, as Jorge Mendes is already speaking to Chelsea about getting the move across the line. Moving swiftly on now, though, to our big news of the day. Sign him up for 8 more years. Cole Palmer is on the beers. He's just signed a 2-year extension with Chelsea, taking it to 2033 with a nice, hefty and well-deserved pay rise. The England international is obviously a key part of Chelsea's squad and is someone who has now committed his future to making Chelsea great again, and not in that way. But it's been a fantastic bit of news in what has been a very nutty transfer window to see Cole Palmer continue to play in blue for a long time. Moving on now, we'll talk a little bit about Victor Osimhen. Now, this one's just a little fun one, a little tidbit that I decided to put in, and it is all about John Obi Mikel. Yes, the king of Nigeria, the absolute monster that we miss, and you didn't appreciate him when he was here. Oh, I didn't anyway. You miss him when he's gone. But he has already said that he is trying to talk to Victor Osimhen to make sure that he comes to Chelsea, and that Didier Drogba is doing exactly the same thing. Direct quote, "I will try my best to make sure Victor Osimhen comes to Chelsea. Didier Drogba is already talking to him." Oh, that's a little bit of good news. I like that. Agent Chelsea doing it again. Oh, boys. Keep doing what you're doing. Let's crack on, though, because there is a bit more news around Victor Osimhen. So Chelsea are actively looking at forwards in the market and are currently engaged in that long, drawn-out conversation with Victor Osimhen's camp. His wages will not shift. Obviously, we have been reporting that for the entire period. The loan deal is what Chelsea are looking for, with an option slash obligation to buy. Whether or not that will happen, we will have to see. Obviously, with Victor Osimhen, he has already agreed terms with PSG, and they could already come in with another bid, and we could see Lukaku go there. It's really confusing. I'm aghast. I don't get it. But we're keeping tabs on it, and we'll see what happens. And obviously, on Sunday, we will have someone who does know what they're talking about a bit more come and give you all the information that you need in regards to that transfer. But there is a little bit more news, because the person who I fancied for a very, very long time is on the market. Now, Chelsea are looking at Ivan Tony. Brentford are holding out for at least £60 million, and we are one of the interested clubs. However, we are not very high up that list, as Simon told us a few weeks ago. We are going to test their stance with a loan with an obligation to buy late in the window, but we're going to have to see how all of that develops. But that is your 5 bits of transfer news in 5 minutes. I hope you have enjoyed your 5 in 5 this week. If you are new around here, please make sure you give the Chelsea Echo a subscribe so you get this in your podcast feed every single time you have your commute home. These are 5 bits of transfer news. If you are brand new and you have enjoyed this, let us know everything and all your thoughts across on social as well. If you aren't brand new and you still want to let us know what you think, let us know under the pod feed. But guys, thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoy this wherever you are listening, and we'll see you later. Ta-da.